the apparent solution of the debt ceiling problem, which looks like in terms of the tentative agreement that's been reached, looks like reducing US debt by about 7% of GDP relative to where it might have been in 2029, and probably knock off about 1% of GDP stimulus of the US economy each year between now and then, and that's a pretty good solution. But with the solution of that problem, the major issue about policy in the US comes back to what is the Federal Reserve going to do in the next meeting, which is on the 13th or 14th of June, and what it's going to do in the meeting after that on the 25th and 26th of July. Because it seems pretty obvious that we're coming towards the end of this cycle of increasing rates in the US, and which of those two is more likely to see the final rate hike? Well, we don't know, but I just want to talk about those the issues surrounding that. During the week, I saw a presentation, a video presentation by Loretta Mester. Loretta Mester is the president of the Cleveland Fed. And if you don't know where Cleveland is, it's in Ohio, halfway between Chicago and New York City. I've seen Loretta Mester present in person a number of times. And what always impresses me about her presentation is how incredibly well-researched they are and how professional they are. And Loretta Mester's view on monetary policy is really important because it's the Cleveland Fed that produces the most detailed public research on the CPI. The Dallas Fed, on the other hand, produces the most detailed public research on the PCE deflator that the Fed uses, but notionally does use for targeting. But when we look at the analysis that's published on the front of the Cleveland website, what we notice is a number of measures of inflation. For example, the CPI inflation, the median CPI, the 16% trimmed mean, which is a Cleveland Bank invention, and the more conventional views like core CPI, CPI less food and energy. If we look at the median CPI, which is the most interesting in terms of Loretta Mester's views, I think, where we see is, and the median is, of course, the exact middle between all of the components of the CPI. The CPI last November was 6.9%, and it seemed to peak in terms of the median in February at 7.2%, but now it is still, the most recent measure is 7%, which means CPI inflation in terms of the mid-range of measures has hardly gone down at all. And indeed, if you look at the other measure that they show, the 16% trimmed mean, it seemed to have peaked at 6.7% back in November, and it's now 6.1%. So very small decline in inflation. Of course, we're reassured by the fact that the core CPI, which is the kind of the conventional measure that people use in many bond market models, is down at 5.5%. But that's not the way Loretta Mester is looking at it. She's looking in terms of these other more statistically sensitive measures. So with that sense of her believing of, because of these measures, that inflation is harder to crack as a problem than is commonly believed, it probably shouldn't have surprised me that in the interview she said she'd yet to come to a situation where she felt when she went to a Fed meeting that the peak in rates might be only one meeting in future away. And And that suggested that she very much thought that as well as a rate hike at the next meeting from 5.1%, which is where the effective Fed funds rate is, to 535 basis points, which is where the effective Fed funds rate would be with another hike, that there would be a further rate hike, in her view, to 5.6% on the 25th and the 26th of July. Now, that view is different than Jay Powell at his last commentary, last press conference, in which he thought that that perhaps at this next meeting in June there might be a pause. So what we've got is a situation where, in spite of the fact that we know we're getting to the end of the rate hike cycle, and we know it's the Fed funds rate is 5.1%, which is way above where the Australian cash rate is at the moment, it looks like inflation still needs more work in the US, and the Fed might have at least one, but probably two rate hikes still in front. But what that means is, of course, even with that view of two rate hikes, with the second one being on the 25th of July, we're still the closest we've been to the end of this rate hike cycle that that we've yet seen. And pretty soon we'll have reached a point where rates will be at their peak for this cycle.